Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Restrictions eased.
We got to get open. I mean, we have to get open.
Is it too risky?
That would leave us vulnerable to a second wave.
Biden's sex assault claim.
His campaign has said this allegation is completely false.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan in northern New Jersey with the CBS World News Roundup. Federal guidelines on social distancing expired overnight, and more than 30 states have moved to lift or ease coronavirus restrictions. As CBS's Ian Lee tells us, it's happening in some states where cases and deaths are rising.
Texas reported 50 deaths yesterday, its largest single-day toll. Governor Greg Abbott defended reopening some businesses today.
The strategies that we are using meets doctor approval.
Restaurants, malls, and movie theaters can operate at 25% capacity.
We're opening to take care of our staff, basically. It's a step in a positive direction.
Oklahoma is reopening hair and nail salons today.
Friday and Saturday all booked up. And we even have two clients who are going to drive from Arkansas.
Arkansas's governor will decide today when salons can reopen. Protesters, some armed, flooded Michigan State Capitol demanding an end to the stay-at-home order.
The current state of emergency is not the virus. The current state of emergency is Michigan economy.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer extended the closure of bars, theaters, and casinos through May 28.
The worst thing we could do is to abandon all social distancing, to pretend like we are done with COVID-19.
Ohio has extended its stay-at-home order for another 4 weeks, but manufacturing and construction can resume work Monday. In California, some opponents of the governor's order to close some beaches are headed to court. Michael Gates is the city attorney in Huntington Beach.
We're going to be fighting the order on a constitutional basis. We're fighting for the city. We're fighting for our decision makers here locally who have done a good job managing this crisis.
President Trump indicates he might hike tariffs on China. He's been critical of the country's response to the coronavirus and is focused on the theory that it came from a lab, something Beijing denies. White House correspondent Ben Tracy.
Back in January and February, President Trump was praising China for doing a good job and for being transparent. He now says that was in part to get the trade deal done and that it's possible that China intentionally allowed the coronavirus to spread. President Trump also said that he has seen credible evidence that the virus actually originated in a lab, but he gave no further details. Vice President Mike Pence toured a ventilator factory in Indiana. He was notably wearing a mask after receiving backlash earlier this week for not wearing one when he was at the Mayo Clinic. Now, President Trump says that he has no problem wearing a mask when he travels to Arizona next week to tour a factory that's making medical supplies. The president is going to get out of the White House for the first time since late March. He's actually heading to Camp David for the weekend.
Many of the people who've gotten wide praise for being on the job during this pandemic are on strike today. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
Essential workers from Amazon, Whole Foods, Target, and FedEx say they'll walk off the job or call in sick, concerned about their company's virus policies and their own safety. They want additional time off work, hazard and sick pay, and protective gear. Nurses also plan to strike outside over 130 hospitals about the need for more personal protective equipment.
Virus cases at a JBS meatpacking plant in Colorado doubled in just a matter of days. There are now nearly 250. Six workers there have died. The plant reopened last week. CBS's Nancy Cordes is on Maryland's Eastern Shore, where chicken plant workers are getting sick.
Poultry is big business in Maryland, the state's top agricultural product. But here in Salisbury, Dr. Christopher Snyder says it's also the driving force behind a coronavirus spike.
They share rides together to work. There's a lot of public transport. They don't have their own vehicles.
More than 260 poultry workers have fallen ill in Maryland, 400 in Georgia. In Virginia, workers protested outside a Purdue plant this week, demanding testing and paid time off.
We understand that they provide meals for millions of people, but lives are more important right now.
Joe Biden is expected to make his first public comments shortly in a TV interview about a sexual assault allegation in the midst of his presidential run. His campaign has denied an allegation by former Senate staffer Tara Reid that he assaulted her in the basement of a Capitol Hill office building in the early 1990s.
I remember his hands underneath my blouse and underneath my skirt and his fingers penetrating me.
Reid's account got the backing of two associates who say she told them about the alleged incident earlier. Last night, President Trump tweeted and retweeted what others were saying about his former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. CBS's Stephen Portnoy says speculation about a presidential pardon has intensified.
Michael Flynn was fired for not telling the vice president he discussed U.S. sanctions with Russia's ambassador. He pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI. But documents released this week show one FBI official asking in notes if the agent's goal was truth or to get him to lie so we can prosecute him or get him fired.
It was a total disgrace. It's shocking.
The president says his former national security advisor is now in the process of being exonerated. He was asked if he might bring Flynn back to the White House.
I would certainly consider it. Yeah, I would.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Researchers around the world are working on a coronavirus vaccine. As CBS's Steve Futterman tells us, the pandemic has put a lot of other important work on hold.
They are some of the most respected medical researchers in the world, working on solving illnesses and conditions which impact millions. Richard Fennell works at the Baylor College of Medicine in Houston.
Basically, research for the year 2020 is over.
Fennell works on solving birth defects like spina bifida. His program, like many, uses specially breeded mice. The mice can only be used in a short window.
It's going to take me 6 months to breed enough mice to restart our experiment.
And there are numerous experiments and projects. At UCLA, a doctor is trying to cure blindness. Fennell says many programs could be effective.
Maybe we're going to cut back on Alzheimer's. Maybe Parkinson's disease.
Steve Futterman, CBS News.
This pandemic has brought out unique ways to raise money. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez tells us about an online auction packed with celebrities.
Sotheby's and Google are auctioning off a chance to record a song with Sting on Google Meet. If politics are your bag, you can bid on a virtual cup of coffee with Hillary Clinton or Madeleine Albright. Downton fans can visit Highclere Castle online.
Mary's got it under control.
Hugh Bonneville, Elizabeth McGovern, Julian Fellowes, and the Earl and Countess of Carnarvon are the tour guides. Bidding continues for a week. The money supports the International Rescue Committee's efforts to combat the coronavirus in vulnerable communities. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
CNN's Anderson Cooper announced on the air last night that he's a dad. A surrogate gave birth to his son this week, named Wyatt, after his father. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, May 1st. The broadcast produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.